Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigating Netflix Originals. As always, I'm Madison, and as always, I'm joined by Jamie.
Hello.
And welcome back to our podcast. We have an exciting series finale season to discuss with you this time. We've watched both seasons 1 and 2 in the past of Young Royals, and all of season 3, which is their final season, was released recently in the United States. So we watched that this week. 6 episodes, about an hour-ish long each. I was very excited to get the chance to watch this new season.
Me too.
We've been waiting for it to come out for a while now.
Yeah. And what'd you think?
I loved it. And so, like, if you haven't seen any of Young Royals, you should go and do that before you listen to us discuss the third season of it. But so it's about a young crown prince of Sweden called Willie and his boyfriend Simon. And they come out, you know, in the past to the school and to the crown. And this is kind of like wrapping up everybody's kind of storylines in a way.
Yeah, I think they did a pretty good job of wrapping things up. It was very clearly like a final season and not like a, oops, we got canceled, so we have to like pretend things are wrapped up.
Yeah, no, like right from the beginning, you know, it kind of starts off with like this idea that the school might be being shut down. And that kind of like is a theme that kind of travels with the characters and with the school throughout. And ultimately, like, that does happen, so you kind of see, like, everybody's kind of ending storylines where you know they're going to kind of be parting ways, and, like, which people are going to stay in touch after that break, and which ones are not, and I think they did a good job navigating all of that.
I thought so, too. It felt, like, fairly straightforward. I feel like there weren't too many hoops we had to jump through to, like, make things feel believable.
Right.
So it was... Yeah, it was good, and lots of character, like, character building and, you know, people coming into their own. Yeah, it was good. I really liked it.
Yeah, me too. let's, like, dive right into which storyline should we discuss first, do you think? Should we just start right off with Willie and Simon?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so, like, it kind of opens with, like, Simon meeting the queen probably for the first time in his life, but it's like at a disciplinary hearing sort of where he's there because of the video that had gotten leaked, and they're like, you know, accusing August from this all happened in the past season, accusing August of having leaked the video, but August kind of has like stuff on Simon too, where he's like, well, yeah, if you don't accept this settlement, I'm going to tell people that you were selling me drugs, kind of thing. So like, this is Simon's like first time meeting Willie's mom, essentially.
Yeah,
which I'm sure, you know, was an awkward situation for him.
Yeah, it's gotta be. And this is also, of course, like, Simon's mom had no idea that the drug things had happened, so that was news to her, because she like went in there guns blazing, and she's like, we're not gonna accept this, like, you need to be held accountable. And then she's like, oh fuck.
Yeah, which I mean, I get her perspective, like, you know, I'm not gonna let the crown buy out my son, you know, he was humiliated when the sex tape of him was released, and now he's been receiving all kinds of harassment, you know, coming from the internet and in person in the town that we live in, you know, you can't just buy us off. And then August is like, actually, I could have Simon arrested if you don't settle. She's just like, well, shit. But, you know, not that selling drugs and, you know, posting a sex tape are the same thing, but they both made bad decisions that semester.
Yeah, bad decisions all around.
Yes, definitely.
But, you know, they go back to school and are kind of avoiding August, but nevertheless being all close and openly affectionate with each other, which is nice. Yeah.
It was nice to, like, kind of see them kiss in front of everybody and not have to, like, hide who they are anymore. But, like, it also kind of leads to a situation with the new school rules and Simon also being grounded for the rest of the semester, where Willie and Simon don't have a lot of opportunity to talk or interact with each other, because when they're in school, they're like in classes for the most part. They don't have a lot of time to boink during class. And when they're not in school, Willie only has an hour of phone time a day in the evening where he can call Simon and talk to him. So, and that kind of puts a strain on their relationship, because at the same time, Simon is receiving increasing amounts of internet harassment over, you know, the Crown Prince's boyfriend, and then the various things that he's posting on Twitter. He's getting some, you know, support, and then just a lot of hate for it as well.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it's good that they showed that, I guess, because it's the reality of dating someone, I imagine, that is in the spotlight. And of course, who's going to be more in the spotlight than the crown prince of the country?
Right.
So, you know, it was interesting to see, because then, of course, Simon has to kind of grapple with the idea that he has to first be mindful kind of his internet presence and how he responds to things, because a big point of contention between them for a little bit is that everyone keeps telling Willa that, like, he has to basically control Simon and be like, you need to teach him that he can't just post whatever he wants or respond to whatever he wants. But also it's like, you know, he tries to get Simon to realize that this is part of being with him. Like, if that's too much for him, then, you know, that's going to be a problem long term, which I think does ultimately lead up into them breaking up, quote, breaking up, kind of.
Yeah. And I feel like for Willie, this is something he has been brought up knowing. You know, from the time that he was very young, he knew that the press and that journalists were always going to want to know every detail of his life, and that they were going to go out of their way to distort that in ways that are going to get as much media attention as possible. Whereas, like, Simon's never had to really consider, you know, if he posted a video or a picture on Instagram that the entire world kind of is watching, which I feel like he could have just made his account private and that would have solved a lot of problems. He didn't have to keep this stuff public, but that didn't seem to be an option. Eventually, like, Willie's social media gurus were just like, nope, you got to get rid of all of it, all of your accounts.
Yeah. And I guess, like, you have to give it to Simon, though, regardless, because, like, he is very much anti-monarchy.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really let himself, up until he deletes all his accounts, he's kind of, like, not afraid to be open about that. Right. And so, you know, it was, but, yeah, trying to be with a monarch when you're anti-monarchist is, like, not a good idea.
No.
But.
Which I feel like they didn't make as big of a point about saying how anti-monarchy Simon was in the other seasons.
No.
Like, you knew he was lower class and, you know, that maybe he didn't think the monarchy was the best idea, but, like, he comes out much more strongly as anti-monarchy than he was in the previous seasons, I thought.
I thought so too, and it's like, oh, well, this is gonna cause a wedge, and of course that's exactly what it did.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, in the previous seasons, too, he hadn't had to deal with the public internet kind of backlash of being in a relationship with somebody who's part of the monarchy, because that didn't get exposed until the end of season two.
That's true, yeah.
So I can see how that would be a very challenging thing, is, like, a nobody essentially being thrown into the spotlight with somebody famous.
Yeah, and it was, you know, him being more open about, like, the social causes that he's interested in, Simon, and trying to, like, get, you know, Will to realize that he has all of this power, or at least he will. He should be start using it for, you know, to promote causes that he thinks are actually appropriate, instead of, like, going to the gym or whatever the hell he ended up talking about. But, like, his But his reaction to that, though, like, Will's reaction to that was a bit shocking, because he was basically like, you know, am I supposed to be an advocate for, you know, every gay person because I'm in love with you? Like, I, you know, I'm not, basically a sort of like, I'm not them. I'm not going to worry about it. And I was like,
Yeah.
Well.
And like, on one hand, I know that the royal court would never have allowed Willie to like support a cause that was like LGBTQ plus awareness, you know, kind of thing. They were never going to allow that, but he doesn't even ask either, you know, like that's
right.
It doesn't seem like he wants to make a strong effort to like associate himself with that group. He wants to be like in love with Simon and dating him, and like that's just kind of like have his toe in that community just that much.
Yeah, and it's hard because like all of this is happening at the age of 17, right? 16, 17. And so you can understand why he wouldn't want to be, you know, putting himself that much out of the comfort zone of the royal family and the protections right. of like the crown by just doing whatever and advocating for whatever.
Right.
Because it's true that he has to think about the neutrality of the crown to some extent. But at the same, I don't know, there's so much that happens in this, and he's so young that I'm like, you know, when he became king, technically he could decide to talk about what he chose to talk about and promote right. causes and try to, as Simon wanted him to do, start making change from the inside. Like, you may not feel strong enough about it or strong in general to do that at age 17, but... you know, age 21, 30, like, I don't know, there's time for him to make a change, but instead he basically abdicates.
Yeah. And he makes the argument that, like, the crown is supposed to be completely neutral on all political issues. They're not supposed to play politics at all. Yeah. And, like, that's just, like, everything is politics. Like, you're choosing a side by not speaking out against it in,
right.
you know, the same way that you're choosing a side by speaking out against it. So I'm not sure how strong that argument actually
Yeah.
But, all of this is, like, happening. And like Jamie said, there's a lot of other, like, little nuances that are happening as well. I think just to, like, show how complicated the situation is for Simon and all the different things that he has to think about. So like that's all happening while Simon is kind of growing more and more depressed almost from all the hate that he's experiencing on the internet before all of his accounts are deleted. And it's happening like alongside this where they're not really able to talk to each other. They have this 1 hour a day where they can be on the phone before Willie has his phone taken back away from him. And then just in class, like, or in the after school activity, like Willie joins the choir just to have like an extra hour basically with Simon. But still, like, you're not able to sit down and talk about your feelings during like any of these at school times. So I think that also makes things a lot harder for Simon as well. And probably for Willie.
Yeah, very true.
And Simon also has, like, the added issues with Sarah, his sister, who he has not in any way forgiven for the fact that she was the one who told everybody that August was the one who turned in the video.
Yeah.
Which seems like it should be a good thing, but actually wasn't.
That's the thing, like, she was trying so hard to do good.
I know.
And... you know, by calling the police and all that kind of stuff. But then, yeah, I felt like for a long time, Simon was like unfairly rude and terrible to her.
I was trying to remember from like, because I didn't rewatch season two recently. Like, it was just that because she called the police and told them that it was August that her released the sex video. And because that kind of put Simon in a position where he knew August had leverage on him, he was mad about that, which Sarah didn't know that right. August had leverage on Simon. And she thought she was doing the right thing because she realized who had released the sex tape of her brother. So she was calling the police. So yeah, I kind of felt like she got the short end of the stick there with Simon, that he shouldn't have been as pissed about it as he was, especially when he didn't go to jail and got like $2 million or something.
Right. And also it's like I feel like they didn't really consider the fact that August is clearly like the first love interest that Sarah has had, and they had like right. a strong connection, and all throughout the show, like, he's been trying to get back with her and talk to her and like all this stuff. So it's like, you know, her calling wasn't just like it wasn't like nothing to her. It was a huge right. deal for her to give up on that. And then people were just angry at her for like doing the right thing is so tough to be like, I was like, come on, give her a break. So I'm glad that they finally made amends or whatever, but that was annoying.
Even like Felice was so mad at her for that entire time. And that was just for the same reason, right? Like Felice was just mad that she had turned August in, and that kind of like put Simon in a bad situation. Or was it because like Felice had also sort of dated August, but she didn't really like him?
That's what I think it was. Yeah. Cause she didn't tell Felice that she had been like, you know, dating, or did they date technically? I had sex with / kissed August. Yeah, because they were like best friends, and she broke the girl code, is what I understood.
Okay. Yeah.
But as you say, like Felice really only was ever interested in him, I think, for the status of the family. So it's not like love. But yeah. But go ahead.
I was just going to say, their sex scenes were like the most unromantic thing in the last time. So there wasn't a lot of love happening there.
No, not at all. But it was interesting to see Felice sort of grappling with the difficulty of her decision to like cut Sarah out of her life. Because of course she's surrounded by these other people, her quote friends. I would argue to say that only Madison is an actual friend in that group.
Yeah.
The other girls are just there and kind of terrible.
Yeah.
But
oh, and like Felice even kind of says that herself at the end of the season, that like the rest of her friends just wanted to like throw money at her situation when she was sad and plan this lavish trip, but like Sarah was the only friend who really just wanted to listen to her, and that was what she needed.
Exactly. So then I was very happy in the end to see her, you know, as they're walking away from the school after the graduation or whatever, saying that she wanted to like go with her and like go to whatever their little town or whatever to hang out for the summer.
I thought that was fun. She gave up the trip to spend it with the summer with Sarah, doing whatever they want, because Sarah's got a car now and a driver's license.
Yeah, she's got that license.
And Felice has got the money for gas, so you know, road trip.
It is, yeah. She sure does. But so that was nice to see. It's also good because it does help break down the sort of class barrier, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, a lot of the people that we saw in the show from the school are clearly together because their families know each other, because they're all in a certain social class. But yeah, seeing people kind of transcend that and find friendships because they actually like and appreciate the people is a little is nice to see.
It is. I agree. Looping back to Simon and Willie's storyline. We got a little sidetracked. So like this kind of like their relationship kind of accumulates up to this point where Simon is going to a birthday party at the palace for Willie's 17th birthday, which is the most awkward birthday dinner that has ever happened.
Yeah.
Which I was expecting, like, a party where there would be more than just, like, Simon and Willie and his parents at a table. Like, that there would be other people there as well, but it was just the four of them because they boot August out at the last second.
Yeah.
And it's so awkward because not only does Willie get up and just like leave in the middle of dinner for, I don't know, 20 minutes or something until Simon comes looking for him and is like, you can't just leave me alone with your parents, dude. And then like Willie yells and like confronts his mom with all these things that are very true and that he should confront her about, but probably in the middle of his birthday dinner wasn't the best timing for it. But also, Simon is wearing what look like pajama pants the entire time.
This outfit, I was like, you are going to the palace to meet the royalty and you're wearing like the frumpiest suit I've ever seen. Like,
when he first walks in to see Willie in the morning, I literally thought he had on like a suit jacket and plaid pajama pants and that he would change out of those when they went to the palace. But like, nope, he just leaves on the plaid. I swear my dad owns a pair of pajama pants that look exactly like the pants that Simon wore to the palace.
Yeah, same. I'm also like, Simon, you have 2 point whatever million dollars. Like, you couldn't have spent $1,000 on like a nice suit.
Right. And like, there is this scene before that where he's like looking at himself in the mirror and he kind of looks like nice. He's got like, you know, the suit jacket and the shirt look good, but the pants just like crash and burn the outfit.
Yeah. Well, especially in like juxtaposition to Will's outfit, which is like so put together.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, what is this?
I guess it's better than what he wore at the meeting in the very first episode, which was literally just like a purple button down that wasn't tucked into anything.
Yeah, true.
Just hanging loosely on him. So I don't think he knows how to... See, he doesn't know how to dress to be part of the royal family. That's part of the problem.
That could be too. Oh my gosh. But yeah, the conversation with Will and his mom and the dad who did nothing in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Was really great, but it did, yeah, maybe not the best place, but also I think that was the one of the first times that Simon had seen like legitimate anger from Will, because he was like breaking shit afterwards, and Simon was kind of like taken aback by that. So yeah, and that he had the words of his mother ringing in his head, who had said that like love shouldn't be that hard. And yep. So he's like, oh, well, she's right. Love shouldn't be this hard, so I'm going to break up. But it is, yeah, Will does seem to, like, bring everything from his life into the relationship, which is, they both do maybe to an extent, but it's, yeah.
He does, but, like the public brings their entire relationship into everybody else's life, so it's hard for him to, like, not bring his whole life into their relationship, because his whole life is just out in the public for everybody to see.
Yeah.
So like, how do you not bring it into your relationship?
That's true. Well, the way you don't is by the end of, you know, what he does at the end of the series.
Yeah. So like the birthday dinner basically results in them breaking up and Simon telling Willie that he can't do this anymore. And really, like, it seems like he's ended things, you know, and that's how the last episode of the season starts, is kind of with this feeling where Willie says, like, no, I think he's serious. You know, he sounded serious when he ended things. But, of course, you know, that's not how the show actually ends. You know, they go to a last, you know, Rahu party after the school board announces that the school is being shut down. And they talk, you know, all through the night and maybe go skinny dipping in a lake, or dream that they go skinny dipping in a lake.
Unclear.
And then ultimately, like, Willie realizes that, like, as he's leaving the school the next day, that he doesn't want to be king. And this is the only part where I feel like it feels very forced.
Yeah.
When Willie meets up with Simon later, he's just like, oh yeah, I told the queen that I don't want to be king, and she was fine with it. And I'm like, was she fine with it? Is that the way you read that situation?
Yeah. No, I mean, so I think there have obviously been hints that he hasn't felt comfortable stepping into that role in a number of ways. Like, I feel like we've seen him have panic attacks before doing social events. He doesn't want to be in front of people, period. Obviously, the whole social aspect of everything and not being able to love who he wants and do what he wants. Like, it's clear that he doesn't really want to take on the responsibility of being king. That said, again, like, he's 17, and which is so terribly young. And so it's like, does his mother think that he has for real completely abandoned it? Or is she like, well, it's the summer and, you know, he's not at, like, I'm recovering because I've disconnected my mental health state from the death of my child or whatever she did that was putting her into death's door. And so, she, you know, she's not about to, like, give up the throne anytime soon. So maybe it's like she thinks that he'll come around, because I feel like I can't realistically see her wanting August on the throne.
No. And that's like Willie kind of just looks out the window and he's like, there's your guy. You know, if you want somebody who's right for the right heir for the monarchy, you should get August to do it. He's the one who loves the monarchy and would love to do it. And then he just kind of like gets out of the car and leaves. His mother doesn't say like, oh, okay, that's fine, dear, or anything like that. Like, you get the impression that maybe she's open to the idea of having a conversation about this in the future, but like the fact that Willie just says, yeah, she's fine with it. It's like, I don't think that she was fine with it. I think maybe she let you go for the summer, but she's gonna want to circle back and talk to you about this at a later date.
I think so too. And I feel like, I don't know, that's got to be, if he truly does just give it up at that age, I feel like eventually it's going to reach a point where he's, going to be resentful for having to give up his, duty
Right.
to his country or whatever.
Maybe
But,
he is. And I feel like there could be an arrangement made where August was the heir, but like where Willie still had titles and was still involved in the monarchy in some way. But then I don't know where that leaves Simon since he's anti-monarchy kind of thing. I know they're trying to tie everything up in a nice pretty bow at the end with them driving off, with the windows down on their summer-long road trip across Sweden. But I feel like autumn is going to bring a lot of harsh reality to their lives.
Yeah, I think so too. But, they need to have a very happy, like, love-filled, hopeful ending. So that's
Yeah,
why we got that.
maybe after they spend the whole summer boinking, they'll Willie really will want to leave and not be king. I mean, I am not unhappy with the way they tied their storyline up. I just don't think it's very believable that the queen, especially with the way she's been over all three seasons of like telling Willie that this is his job, it's his responsibility, it's his birthright, all these things, that she's just gonna let him not do it without putting up quite a fight about it.
I mean, and realistically, like, if Will is really like anti-monarchy as well now, somehow he's switched to that, then what he could do is like when he inherits the throne, he could dissolve the monarchy. Like
That's
he could
true.
be the one who's like, okay, it's time to step into the 21st century, let's do it.
That's
But
true.
that's definitely not something August is gonna do. He's gonna uphold that, But
And I feel like maybe Simon would be on board with that, like if he knew Willie was going to become king someday, but like they were going to bring the system down from within together. I think Simon might go along for that ride.
Well, I feel like Simon said essentially that at one point, but
Yeah.
maybe, yeah.
Felt like the monarchy could turn the decision of the ruler back to the people kind of thing,
Yeah.
which is true.
That's true. But yeah, so that kind of like wraps up their story for us anyway. We'll see. We'll never know what happens in the future, but we can
No.
speculate.
There's not going to be a season four, so we can just wildly speculate about how Willie and Simon will one day bring down the Swedish monarchy from within.
That said, I did like the development in the show because part of what her with Will's mom is clearly struggling with the death of Eric,
Yes.
Will's brother, and like during a lot of it, she's talking about how perfect he was and how flawless he was and he would have been the best king and like it's a shame he's gone and blah blah blah. And I like that we get some storylines that deconstruct that notion for Will because he too had like put Eric on a pedestal, but when the school's being threatened to close because of the former initiation rites for basically the fraternities or whatever, like
Right.
It comes out that Eric was involved in that, which, like, of course he was. He was literally royalty, but also like school royalty. But so I like that we were able to deconstruct that a bit. And I think that helped tie or kind of bring Will and August back to a point where they could be kind of on the same page again, at least be cordial to each other, which is good.
No, I think that August telling Willie about the fact that Eric was like involved in helping to arrange like what was essentially like a very homophobic, terrible initiation ritual, and that August himself had lived through that was definitely like a good thing to tell Willie that I can. But that it did make me wonder, like, did Eric, when he was a first year, did he go through that as well? Because it seems like that the students who had come out and accused, the school of having this initiation ritual for the young first year men students, That was from years ago. So, like, this initiation ritual must have been happening from a long time. Eric didn't invent it. He was just like carrying on that school tradition of being part of it. So it makes me wonder that he probably lived through it too.
He could have, yeah. It was kind of unclear with, like, obviously, it's clear that some sort of initiations have been taking place since, I don't know, the dawn of the time of the school. But yeah, I don't know if, like, the stripping down and watching gay porn aspect was something that, like, Eric's group of 30ers had introduced, or if it was, like, yeah, something that
Well,
had been long established. Because he said, August said that he had organized it. So I'm like, I don't know what that means.
yeah, I guess because when they first talk about the school closing down, it was because there was an article where past students had said that this had happened to them. Whereas if Eric's
Oh,
group
you're
was the
right.
first one to have, done it, like none of the students would have graduated yet because it would have been August's class would have been the first people to have lived through it. So it makes it seem like it's something that had been going on for a while, and that possibly Eric also would have lived through it then too.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. And then we know that August and his group of 30ers ended it because they didn't
Right.
want people to go through that again, which is good.
Yeah, they didn't do that to their first year students. So Willie and Simon didn't have to live through that.
No. And it was kind of hard to watch too, because I think his name is actually Niels, but they call him Nessa, I think. Or Nissa. He was like the guy, was he? He was the guy who's like always around August, and he didn't want anyone to be talking about the thing. And we find out
Yeah.
later that he's also, as he puts it, he sleeps with men.
Like,
And
weird way to come out as gay. So I'm
I
not saying I like men, just saying I sleep with them.
And so clearly he was like probably very much affected by that.
Right.
And we see also that thinking back on that memory like really affects August as well. Like he was really upset by
Right.
it, whether that's just because, you know, other people had to deal with it or what. So it was good to see like a human side of him for a bit on that regard.
Yeah.
It was also interesting that yeah, there's a lot that comes out about August, and like during the sit-in, he has this whole like monologue about how good it is to feel hungry and to like not
Yeah.
eat. And then Simon's like, I think you have an eating disorder,
Yeah,
which he clearly
seriously.
does. So it's like, oh.
And like even when he reads the letter that he wrote to himself as a first year out loud to Sarah, like basically all he is hoping for himself for like a few years later is to have like a friend and to be happy, So like he's probably not in a good space. And like, even he ends it like even if that means getting close to Eric kind of thing, which you can tell that there's still some resentment then, like that he doesn't want to, be close to Eric because of what happened kind of thing.
Right. And it's so curious because, you know, up till that point, it's almost, I mean, we'll keep saying continuously like you didn't know him, but
Right.
August makes it seem as if they were like best buds the whole time. But then you
Right.
do have to wonder, like, realistically, he was probably just like up Eric's ass because
Yeah.
he was the going to be the king.
Right.
And then we kind of learn that, I don't know, it's interesting because August too, when his friends find out that he is going to be, you know, the spare for Will
Yeah.
if he can't do the job, they're suddenly like, oh, that's the worst job to have. Like, you want the job that you had, which was
Yes.
like being up in the intimate circle and not having to do a single thing and being able
Right.
to be free. But you having these responsibilities is going to be the worst. And it almost like you can see the reaction of him like realizing that come across his
Yeah.
face. So it's like, is he going to want to be king realistically either? Like, I don't know.
I mean, maybe he would like to be king because then you're doing all taking on all the responsibilities, but you get like the reward of being king. Whereas if you're only the spare, you take on a lot of responsibilities, and probably, unless Willie dies, before he has children, you're unlikely to ever actually be king.
True.
Yeah, and then we have like August's whole unable to like let Sarah go situation happening as well, which, and I love that like at the end, the way she puts it to him, she says, I didn't write it down, but like she says something to the effect of like, you fell in love with the person you are when you're with me, and that's not the same thing as being in love with me. And I was like, that's exactly what this is.
Yeah, no, that was beautifully put, and it's like it's so exactly what it is. And I love that his reaction to that is like, I don't know if I can handle that. And she just says, it'll pass, and she walks away. I was like, oh,
Yeah.
mic drop,
It's
girl,
like,
like so good.
go with Sarah. And I love that she says that, like, you know, she and this is actually when she when Sarah is talking to Felice, I think. Oh my God, I don't even remember who she is talking to. But she says to somebody, she says, like, about having feelings for August. She says, you know, yes, I do have feelings for August. It is Felice, but I also have more important feelings for you and for myself and for Simon, kind of thing. So like she acknowledges like that she does feel something for August, but like it's not more important to her than her other relationships in her life.
Exactly. And realistically, like all the trouble that Simon is having with trying to date Will while he's like heir to the throne, that's going to be exactly the same situation that Sarah's going to find herself in. Like, him, if August is now the true heir to the throne, he's going to be king. Like, he's not going to be able to marry a commoner. And then if he does, it's going to come out that she struggles with all of these mental illnesses and like everything else. And then that's going to be thrown in her face. And like, that won't end well for her.
And that she's
So,
Simon's sister, and so why do all the royals keep dating from the same family?
right.
Let's go on with this.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, it's not good. Not good.
No. But so the fact that Sarah and August like that she does end things and you know like okay they're definitely not spending the summer together, you know, that was a good ending I felt.
I thought so too. Yeah, it was good to see Sarah come into herself and like, put herself first, which was good.
Right. And you know, there's still some hope for August because he might be king someday.
Exactly. I
Which, you know, I don't know that he doesn't seem like he's in a better state mentally than any of the rest of them, so but
No, he seemed pretty crushed up until, I guess like he's a little relieved, I think, that Will accepted his apology for the, or kind of accepted it.
they'll be cordial to each other.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I liked too the storyline with Sarah and Simon's father.
Yes,
You know, she kind of flees to him when things aren't really going well with Simon and everyone else. And he just takes her in, you know?
she does. And like we know from the past season that Sarah did not want any contact with her father after their parents divorced, and that Simon had, you know, been interested in a relationship with his dad, but had stayed away because Sarah didn't want any contact at all. So Simon then kind of, I almost think he gets a little jealous that like she's staying with their dad and that it
Oh,
seems
yeah.
to be okay kind of thing. And he's like an alcoholic, but like is in one of his good periods when she first moves in, or at least he enters one after she moves in. Probably having her around helps him to stay sober for a few weeks kind of thing. But then he ultimately lets her down again by failing to show up to take her to her driver's tests, and then she sees him out like with having beers with friends instead of doing the thing that he told her he would do.
Oh my God. I'm so glad that they wrote it that she passed the test anyway. Because,
Yes.
like, oh, I would have been pissed if she had seen him and then, like, fucked herself over in the exam.
Because there is like that moment where you're not, because she's not quite paying attention to like the road, and she's at a stop sign or something and doesn't go quite as quickly as she probably should have, and the instructor was just like, you can go. But yeah, but that does lead to like Simon ultimately forgiving Sarah. So there is like a silver lining to that situation.
Yeah. And then they have a lot of like, she and her dad have a lot of good talks about like, mental space and how they deal with different emotions, which I thought was really, really good. And then ultimately, I guess he decides to give her his car because he's like, I'm sorry, I'm a dick. Here's the car. Bye.
And that leads to like Simon and Sarah having a conversation about like Yeah, their dad is an addict. You know, he's an alcoholic. He's not ever really going to be dependable, but that doesn't mean that we have to never see or speak to him again either. Like, we can have a relationship with him as long as we keep these things in mind and we don't depend on him for things, kind of stuff. Which is a sad relationship to have with your parent, I suppose. But.
True. Very true. But I mean,
Yeah.
yeah.
What else happens in this show? We talked a little bit about Simon's mom kind of going off the deep end with her mental health issues. And like they do resolve, you know, Eric and his mom do seem to be like where he's forgiven her for not being there for him, basically.
Will,
Like,
yeah, Will and his mom.
yeah, what did I say?
Eric.
Oh, Eric's dead. With Will and his mom. The queen has the issues with Eric being dead. That's where he comes in. And I think that like what he kind of yells at his birthday party is very true. Like none of them, not him, not his mom, not his dad, none of them ever really had a chance to grieve Eric's very sudden death because all they focused on was how it was going to look in the media, you know, that the family was had to look like they were strong and united and we're going to get through this together, but none of them actually spent time grieving the fact that their son and their brother had just died very suddenly and unnecessarily in a car accident. And she's like probably finally like all of that depression like had caught up to her and was like, you know, kind of taking her out of commission for a while throughout this last season. But she seems to be in a better place by the last episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Finally dealing with those issues, as she puts it.
Don't know, I was half expecting throughout most of the last season that we were going to get a phone call that she had died and then he was going to be king like immediately. I
I
was
know.
like, oh.
That's because, you know, his advisor there kind of basically tells him, you know, your mother is not doing good. You know, we don't know if she's going to be able to continue the roles that she needs to fulfill as queen, and you need to be ready, basically, to step up if we need you to.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he was not ready in any way to do that.
No.
He would have been in a worse place than the queen herself in that situation, I think.
Yeah. Totally. But I mean, yeah, that's pretty much everyone's story. I mean, the girls, I don't remember their names, but the two friends of Felice who are not Madison.
I don't know
They
that.
Yeah, there was like a kind of like on and off with them for a little bit because like one of them had admitted to one of the other ones that she was interested in her, but then there was like no reciprocation. But then by the last episode, they're like making out in the bed, so they've come to each
Felice.
other.
Yeah, Felice like looks over and sees them canoodling.
She's like, oh, of course, that's after there was a little like brief interest between Simon's friend there and the one girl. And the one girl afterwards, when they see each other again, is like, oh, who let the riffraff into this party? I was like, oh shit. Very
That they're not like great people. I mean,
no, very classist.
their whole dynamic is cute, but they're not like great human beings.
Yeah. They also were like, good.
As I said, as Felice herself says at the end of
Yes.
the season.
I liked the other thing that annoyed me with those girls is that like Madison was trying to support Felice during like the time when she was going to be interviewed to see if the school stays open or not. And the other girls were basically like, don't say, you better not say a thing and all this stuff. And it turns out that Felice told nothing but the truth after hearing like her dad's experience and deciding that things shouldn't have to stay that way. Which I thought was great. And the thing that I loved about that too is that, you know, when she finally is talking to Sarah, Sarah's like, you know, Felice is crying, saying like, it's my fault the school's closed. And basically Sarah's like, you know, why would you ever apologize for being honest? You know? And she's like, oh, finally someone who understands. And it's so good.
And it seems like probably there were other students who did that as well. I doubt that they closed the school down just based on what Felice told them, and been the kind of, you get the impression that multiple students had reported different things that probably aligned up with what they were already suspecting was happening at the school and during these initiation rituals. So I don't think that the blame rests entirely on Felicia.
No, honestly, like, after hearing the news that the school was closing and how August was reacting, because he basically, like, broke down into tears or, like, was very close to it, I thought for a second we were going to hear that he had also told the truth about, like, what had happened, even though he had started the petition, or I guess his friend had started the petition to say that nothing happened. But
right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been an interesting plot twist if he had been like, yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah.
And Eric, the crown prince at the time, was a part of it.
Right. Well, it's, yeah, I thought that because, like, slowly throughout the season, like, August is getting more and more human, which he wasn't as much in earlier seasons. So I was like, oh, he's going to be, like, the one who helped. But no, he's just kind of like, can't we just be sad? Like, do we have to be fighting? And I was like, oh, that's good.
But
they get to wear their little caps and graduate.
have their little graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the only thing that Vincent is concerned about the entire time is just the partying and the rewards for having graduated. And, like, and he orchestrates this whole sit-in just because he wants to have, like, be able to party and have all of the rewards associated with graduation again.
Yeah. Hey, it works.
It did. I mean, sort of. they get the restrictions lifted.
Yeah.
And they get to have graduation. That's true.
Yeah. They get to have graduation and then no school afterwards.
Yeah, we don't really know, because, like, a lot of the main characters in this are first year students, so presumably they have to go someplace else for two more years. I don't really understand how that works, because that means you're like 19 or 20 when you actually would be graduating. But if you start when you're 16 and it's 3 years, you'd be 19 then when you graduated, I guess.
That's true. I don't know how the Swedish educational system works.
And I feel like this is some sort of, like, finishing school, too, where maybe, you know, it goes later for that reason.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Pre-university. But yeah, either way, they're going to have to go someplace else to, like, finish their school, which I feel like it's going to put Willie and Simon on different locations no matter how you spin it. It's very unlikely that both of them are going to end up at the same school next semester.
Yeah, and that could be what the queen was thinking as well. Is like, well, let him have fun because he's going to have to go back to, I don't know what city the palace
whatever
is in. Stockholm? Yeah. I don't know.
And, like, I guess Simon does have that $1.2 million that he got in the settlement with the crown. So theoretically, if, like, they send Willie to another expensive boarding school like what he's at now, or, you know, what he was at before it closed down, maybe Simon would be able to afford to go with him for 2 years, but it would probably take most of the money that he got.
Right.
But we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Maybe they'll both just leave Sweden forever and never finish their education.
Maybe. But yeah.
Less likely.
Yeah, less likely, I think. But yeah. Do you have any quotes that you wrote down?
I didn't write down any quotes. I was so focused on listening to it in Swedish because I didn't watch this one dubbed. Everybody, I know I said recently that I always watch foreign language ones dubbed, but I watched this one subbed and was having to, like, you know, read the subtitles, and I was paying a lot of attention to the Swedish, and I didn't write any quotes down.
Hey, you know what? Well, you know what I say to that is väldigt bra, Madison. Väldigt bra.
I did a very good job not writing quotes down.
I wrote I wrote a couple down, so I'll read mine to make up for it. Because I feel like the last few recordings, I haven't really had that many, but okay.
That's true. I usually have more, so it's your time to shine.
Exactly. So at one point, Sarah's dad says, what I'm trying to say is that guilt and shame, I think you and I feel that emotion more than others. But don't let that emotion control your life. I thought that was nice.
That's good advice. Yeah, good advice.
Very good advice. I also liked... this was Sarah talking to Simon. She says, I think maybe you were, like, you were right. You dare to give people a second chance. That's brave. And then he's like, or just stupid.
Yeah, well,
And
or
then,
both.
or both. And then Sarah talking about like having their dad in their life, she says, some people might never be completely good, but that doesn't mean you don't need them.
Yeah,
And
that was a good
yeah, and then the last one I had was the one that you'd kind of already mentioned, that August, she says to Sarah, says to August, she says, I see who you are, but I don't think you see me. You like who you are when you're with me, but that's not the same.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Fair.
those are my quotes.
Very good.
Time.
Yeah. That's pretty much Young Royals, all three seasons now. You can listen back through our podcast to us discussing all three of them.
Yes, you can. But yeah, so feel free to let us know what you thought about season three of Young Royals over on Twitter/X at NNO Podcast.
Or feel free to send us an email to navigatingnetflixoriginals@gmail.com. And if you have any suggestions for future shows or movies that you'd like us to watch, feel free to send them our way.
Exactly. And until next time,
Bye.
goodbye and
Hey,
talk.
Dua.